Okay, good morning. It is 9:00, regular commissioners' court meeting, Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, second floor, Brooks County Courthouse, the courtrooms. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is an open meeting. Let us start with roll call, precinct one.
Tony Garcia, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Milton Vargas, County Commissioner, precinct two.
Tony Martinez, County Commissioner, precinct four.
County Commissioner, precinct three, Carlos Villarreal is absent today. And Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with the county auditor's office and the county clerk's office. At this time, we will take any public comments. You may come forward. Go ahead, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to clarify an audit that was done by County Auditor Petroli at the request of Commissioner Martinez, who went to Way Station and was told that I had dismissed thousands of dollars in DPS tickets. Mr. Petroli felt that the people should know about this, so that is why I am here, to let the public know. In other words, I felt that it was to humiliate me, slander, and smear my good name. I admit tickets were dismissed because I had to. Others dismissed at judge's discretion, which I can do. If the public would like to see the tickets, you are welcome to come by my office or to the county auditor's office. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Public comments?
Judge, just for the information, I'm not going to comment on Ms. Donnelly's report that she just did statement. We're going to do this another day. I know August did the audit. He did his job as an auditor. Me as a commissioner, I have all the right to do what I have to do to see where we at. But I'm going to stop right now.
Okay.
Just to let you all know that we're still going to continue doing our job. Thank you.
Yes, please. We cannot discuss this. That's only open for public comments. It will be dealt at a later date.
Good morning. I just want to let you all know that in December, I believe it's the second, third week of December, Sheriff's Office is going to have an auction of their vehicles. Well, I plan to include five of mine that I have in my pound to go to auction also. But I just want to know if I have permission from the council to sell the fire marshal's old vehicle that he used to drive. It's not viable anymore, and you know, sell it before we get out of it. But I need y'all's permission to be able to turn it over to the auctioneer so she can get the paperwork ready to auction off in December.
How many cars, man? How many cars?
With that one, it's going to be seven cars.
And that one belongs to you all?
No, it belongs to Brooks County.
County.
Yeah, what about the other cars?
The other cars belong to the constables.
No, but the other cars, you want to sell them too?
Which other ones?
Oh, you said five cars.
Yes, they're abandoned cars.
Oh,
they're not county vehicles. They're abandoned cars that we picked up on the outskirts.
And they're clear?
They've been there for a while. Yes, sir, they're clear. They've been there for a while. And I feel it's time to get them out of there before, you know, they're just not that they're taking up space, but, you know, a little money that comes
money in. Money parked there.
Yes. But I need, like I said, if y'all can act on it next time or whatever, to sell Gonzalo's old unit that no longer drivable or not worth for
we'll put it on the agenda, right?
Yes, y'all can put it on the agenda.
Oh, you put it.
Okay, I'll go before the judge's secretary and put it for the next meeting.
Thank you.
I'll
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else with public information? Public comments? Okay, moving along. Let's go to line item three, approval of bills and claims.
Y'all should have those in front of you. Nothing out of ordinary except for the court view installment that we have to make. And I believe that's on page number two.
Mm-hmm.
For were $37,571. That's why on the last page, you'll see our grand total is $104,583.92. $37,000 of that is Courtview installment payment. Otherwise, the general fund is $74,533.13. Road and Bridge, $3,290.28. Again, nothing out of the ordinary. Except for that Courtview.
Any questions?
No.
Any comments? No further questions or comments. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Judge, before we continue with the rest of the agenda, where's the tax collector and where's the treasurer? Do they know that we have meeting today?
Of course they know. Everyone knows. When we send out the agenda, everyone should know.
Okay.
Because we send it out to everyone.
All right. I'm surprised that Terry's not here.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. There we go. Approve of treasurer's monthly report. The treasurer is not here. We will table that and reset it for next commissioner's court. Motion to table?
Aye.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Approve auditor's monthly report.
All right, y'all should also have that in front of you, delivered to you. We'll notice that our revenue for health use and sales tax is going down drastically. In October, we're at $16,295.87 in comparison to the other months. So you can see a decline in our sales tax monies. New employees, we had Nisa Castillo, jailer hired on 10/13. Anthony Flores, jailer hired on 10/3. Ryan Cruz, hired on 10/3 at the jail. Rudy Martinez from Bridge, hired at 10/3. Ruby Allen, hired on 10/3. Frank Warthog, constable, commissioner court, appointed on 10/3. Tomas Garza, landfill, hired on 10/3. Gabriel Gutierrez, maintenance, part-time, hired on 10/17. And Rolando Escobar, road and bridge, part-time, hired on 10/18. Ruby Allen, constable, resigned on 10/2. And Isabel Pena, road and bridge, was terminated on 10/13. That's all I have, Judge.
This is Bill Pena from Oregon Bridge.
Oppy. That was his name.
Okay.
I know.
Like, what girl was working there?
Motion to approve?
Aye.
Motion by Martinez, second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. County Foreman's new line item 6, County Foreman's monthly report.
Good morning.
Morning.
Everything's mainly the same that we do every month, except this month we spent a little bit more time at the landfill. We're fixing the road, widening the road. We're going to put another, mobile unit there, a building. And also we had to cover some brush in the back. TCEQ was coming, so we helped out a lawn cut grass and stuff like that, so we spent a little bit of time there. Everything else is practically the same thing from last month, so we just keep on doing it because we don't finish. It is a constant thing.
Any questions, comments?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Okay.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. Line item 7, approved tax assessors collectors chief deputy monthly report. They are not here, so do I have a motion to table this until the next commissioner's court? Second by, second? Second by Commissioner Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 8, approved monthly reports by Brooks County pursuant to section 114.044 of the local government code. No, I was already up. Good morning.
We got 520 staff on that station first. We got the general director of local bidders for 213, 467, 214. That's the market. We're going to go ahead and engage.
Okay. Did they pick it up?
Just to share something domestic on Highline. With some horse calls, 13, 24, 13, 13. On the BP, we have domestic on Travis. On the high school, on the policy, we have a push. This person of the family will call in with, Roaring Wisconsin Mass.
Yeah.
You know, we, check in those areas also, you know, with people. And we have the missing about the first.
This person's working Kush, did he get a ticket or got it put in jail?
They were there to, went there to go assist them. They checked it out and stuff like that, you know. Other assist, we had a, assisted with the bailout on the East County, on the East County line, assisted with the chase, with the Border Patrol, with the checkpoint. We assisted just on clearing the traffic out, you know, for that chase. And also we assisted with some, four subjects that lay Indian Gate. Other calls were a force call on 1418, the cattle on the roadway in 285. Assisted traffic control on an accident on 281 and 1418. Also had cattle on 405. I had a snake call on Oleander. A lady stopped me by while I was going by. Said she had a snake in her house. Stopped by. There was a little garden snake that was there. We had a dog call on 405 with a pit bull. We assisted with the deer giveaway. We also assisted with the trash truck. Assisted with the school buses. Seven citations have been given. Last month for those school bus violations that
they don't stop.
They don't stop. Yes, sir. And we've also been assisting, you know, monitoring traffic. Understand we hit the high school, you know, also for the in the mornings, you know, for the speeders and stuff like that. You know, we're keeping a close tab on the buses. And I think this month, we already given out two more citations on the school bus violations, you know, on there.
Okay. Good job. Any questions? Any comments?
No, sir.
All right. Judge?
Sorry, I'm not getting your report here, but we were wrong.
Okay.
And I asked her, and she said, yeah, we did it, but okay. She didn't send it over.
Okay, this is for the month of October. Okay, we had one small claims filed, one eviction filed, and then we had code and traffic enforcement. That had a total of 380 tickets, DPS 33, Sheriff's Department 139, Weight Station 102, Game Warden 10. New cases filed were 664. Number of complaints to see judge were 33. Cases disposed 129. Courts held one with a docket of 122. Okay, and then dismissed after deferred disposition were four. Dismissed after proof of financial responsibility is two. Then magistrations were six. Arrest warrants issued were one. Then we had a total of collections of $118,390.19.
Thank you. Very good. Let me go to JP. JP Juan collected. JP Juan Adela Quintanilla collected $11,898.80. Judge Donnelly collected $90,141.78. And who am I missing? Rolla? JP4 collected $17,751.03. Edward Sherman Memorial Library, $126.35 in fines and copies. 170 people used computer. Persons visiting library were 165. 120 meetings, Wi-Fi used 70. 150 books checked out. That concludes our line item 8. Do I have any, is there any questions?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Aye.
Motion by Martinez, second by Gloria. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Do we have minutes for We do. Line item two, approve of regular and special commissioners' court meetings. Have you all read that? Any questions?
No.
Motion to approve? Motion by Garza, second. Do I have a second?
I have a judge.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 16, discuss review and possibly act on leasing Brooks County Annex Building Room 108 to Brush Country GCD for $86 per month. Utilities, is that correct? $860 per month. Utilities without phone and internet and janitorial services to be included in the monthly rent. Mr. Sainz?
Good morning. I come before you today because, with regards to leasing out additional, office space. We've been happy with renting rooms, 112 and 114 for the past, 5 years. And we're gonna have an additional employee come on board possibly this coming summer or, in January of 2018. We're also looking into providing, a water quality screening for some of the residents of our district. And, I believe the extension service does that once a year. We're thinking of, if we have additional room, purchasing that, water screening, equipment, and we need additional room. This will be provided as a free service. We need additional room. We prefer to have it in the same building if we could. And I've noticed that, that room 108 seems to be vacant. And if you all are willing to lease it to us, we certainly would be willing to rent it.
Which is 108?
That's where the fire marshal used to be.
Which
we would keep our two offices, but we need that additional room.
Which was the constable's office before, right?
Pardon me?
Which was the constable's office before?
Yeah, the constable. I think it's 500 square feet. I measured it. And what we're paying right now, I measured our two rooms. We pay $650 a month. And that amounts to about 371 square feet. That that rate equals about $21 a square foot per year. And when we multiply the 500 square feet of that room, which is a big room, it's a little bigger than what we need, but if it's available, and that's the only one, we'll consider leasing it and make it part of our lease.
When is this new person coming in?
I'm thinking, see, I got two more years to retire. And my board wants for that additional person to come in at least a year, a year and a half, prior to my retirement, so I can fully train him. And that'll be either next summer or December of 2017.
I thought you said 18.
January 2018. December 2017, sorry. Same thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Sainz, I know last month you're not here. We're trying to relocate the JPs to that building, and we're going to relocate you over here to the Bloomer building in the bottom. That's what we're thinking to do, sir, with other JPs, to put them in one place.
Do we have an MOU with you all?
We have a lease, 3-year lease.
Okay, and that says...
We were on the assumption we're going to stay there.
Right. That's how we rented that place to you all, with the assumption that you all were going to stay there until the three... I think that's on the contract, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. It would be very difficult. We would have to break that contract in order to move Mr. Sainz out of there.
I would say so.
Yes.
I'm not too sure we would be willing to move over there.
Exactly.
I guess, when's the lease up, sir?
We just signed it last year.
Our lease, this past July was a year. So from this past July, we got two more years.
Right.
Two more?
I guess we'll have to look at that contract.
Well, the contract says they're to be there. Mm-hmm. So it's up to y'all.
Yeah.
You can look at the contract, you can break it. Then it's up to, of course, the Brush and Water Conservation District to come back and say...
We like where we are. Okay. I'm not too sure we would like it over here.
I think if you even settled on a certain rate, as yeah. I recall, when we had the commissioner's court, when you came, you said on a certain rate that you were not going to be moved from there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something y'all might want to remember before y'all make a decision.
Yeah.
He's asking for the other room, the other room 108.
The additional space.
Mm-hmm. Additional space.
To rent out.
Instead of being 650, well, it'd be 650 plus 860.
Right.
Which would be 1,400 and some dollars.
So it's a win-win here.
It was up to you. And it takes two to tango, so.
That's right.
let's remove this. My recommendation to court to table it and see what we can work out with your board. Maybe us, we can sit down with your board and see what we can work out, sir. Because, I mean, I know it'd be much better for the JPs to be out there, because there's the courtroom section that they can have court and they need all that space. So if you don't mind, we can have a meeting with your director and yourself and see and with the county auditor and see what we can do, sir.
We have a meeting. Well, we have a meeting on the 15th.
On the what?
Will be next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
November the 15th. And I'm still working on the agenda. If you want to make that an agenda item, we can certainly do that.
That would be good.
Yeah.
You want me to go ahead and add that to the agenda?
Yes. Yeah. Myself and Commissioner Garza and the county auditor.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I suppose we keep with the contract because it's a contract that we're going to be breaking. It's not wise to break a contract
Judge, I understand that Mr. Science has been here for 5 years and I mean he's doing an outstanding job for us, but we just want to relocate him and he can continue still doing his business, but we still need that building for the JPs. I know that working now, sitting down with the director and the board, maybe we can come to an agreement what's best for the county and for yourself, sir.
Oh, we'd be happy to discuss it. I'm not too sure you'll be successful, though.
That's right.
but here again, sir, we need to stay positive. You know, this negative is not going to get us nowhere, but let's just present the agenda and see what solution we can do.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
That's fine.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We need to stay true to our contracts. That's what I have to say. But by all means, yes, put it on the agenda.
We can certainly discuss it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And a motion to table, correct?
Yes.
Do you have a motion to table? Are you? Martinez?
Are you?
Second?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I oppose. Motion carries. Line item 9, discuss and approve district clerk's purchase of a color scanner to be paid out of record management account. Records management accounts. Presenter is Noe Guerra.
I'm just here to request approval of a scanner that I'm going to get. The reason being is that we're starting to do our own scanning too, in-house, and the scanner I have is pretty old, so, and it's coming out of record management. It's not coming out of any general fund or anything. So I just need approval. I was told that I had to come to Commissioner's Court for records management, so here I am.
I know last week we approved one for the county clerk. Was it a scanner?
Scanning,
okay.
Yeah, they're doing scanning with copier data. That's what I did too in the past. I think it was $9,000.
You're right.
Yeah, we're doing, because we're paperless and we're trying to clear out our building over there, so that's what we're trying to do. So it's $900 coming out of records management, and I'm told that I do have the money, so.
Okay.
Okay, motion right. To approve. Motion by Commissioner Garza, second. Do you have a second? Okay, second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. Line item 10, discuss and approve the little fleet bill to be paid from the general fund, number 12056051 05, Sheriff's Department. No one is here. That's just an approval to be paid. correct?
I know August had some information.
They forgot to turn in a receipt, so the policy and procedure says that they need to fill out a paper, get a signed affidavit stating that it was an official purchase, and then it goes before court and y'all approve it. So there, here we are.
To approve it?
To approve the...
Has he already done the affidavit?
Yeah, it's in your packet, I believe. I think I saw it.
Yeah. No problem.
Pardon mine.
Do you have a motion?
Motion right here.
Motion by Vargas, second. Second by Garza, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 11, discussing approve the following list of Brooks County Sheriff's Office cell phones to be considered surplus. And that is an iPhone 3, 8, 9 of them, 8 iPhone 4, 16 iPhone 6, and 11 Samsung Galaxy S5. That's a lot of county phones there.
Yeah, well, there's some older phones we kept in our possession after they got new phones. So the Verizon man, forgot his name, he wanted to come by and give him phones, and he wanted to see if he could actually use those as some type of trading value. So I did some research and called some other counties to see how they handled that. And they said, as long as it goes through Commissioner Court as determined as surplus items, and then we can use it as a trading value. So that's why it's on the agenda, just for the red tape. So they want to purchase phones, and they want to use those phones as a trade-in value.
They're paid for?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you'll pay them out of their budget.
Motion?
Right here.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 12, discussing approve the following list of Brooks County Sheriff's Office cell phones to be used as a trade-in to purchase new phones through Verizon. And then if on item 2, the same amount, 8, 9 iPhone 3s, 8 iPhone 4s, 16 iPhone 6, 11 Samsung Galaxy S5. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Carson, second.
Oh, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, discussing approved participating provider agreement between Jose Lozano MD provider and Brooks County Indigent Healthcare Services. I suggest we pass on this, table this until Bobby gets back.
Well, Judge, just for your information, Bobby stated for us to, this agreement is in place already for us just to go ahead and approve it. I know that he spoke.
Are there any changes?
No. My understanding, and I know maybe Bobby spoke to Ms. Carson in reference to this, but no, he reviewed it with I guess, an attorney, and everything looks in place, so he just said for us to approve of it.
Motion to approve based on Bobby's recommendation of no changes on the contract.
Very good.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. 14, discussing the approved plan sponsor agreement between Brooks County Indigent HEB Company, Grocery Company, and MedPAC Impact Healthcare System.
This is in place already, just for us to approve of it.
Any changes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Motion to approve the agreement with no changes from the prior year. Motion?
Right here.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. This is discussing line item 15, discussing the approved 2017 Brooks County Resolution Indigent Defense Grant Program. This is something we have to approve every year. It says, whereas under the provisions of the Texas Government Code Section 79.037 and Texas Administrative Code Chapter 173, counties are eligible to receive grants from the Texas Indigent Defense Commission to provide improvements in indigent defense services in the county. And whereas this grant program will assist the county in the implementation and the improvement of indigent criminal defense services in the county, and whereas Brooks County Commissioners Court has agreed that in the event of loss or misuse of the funds, Brooks County Commissioners assure that the funds will be returned in full to the Texas Indigent Defense Commission. Now therefore be it resolved in order that the county judge of this county is designated as the authorized official to apply for, accept, deny, modify, or cancel the grant application for the Indigent Defense Formula Grant Program and all necessary documents to accept said grant. Be it further resolved that the county auditor is designated as a financial officer for this grant. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Yeah.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 17. Discussing approve line item transfer of $6.54 from 1205-0409-5600 bidding and notices to 1205-0409-9071 miscellaneous supplies accounts payable in the amount of $6.49 and to 1205-0409-9515 capital outlay vehicles in the amount of 5 cents.
These are the last two, I believe, of the year-end adjustments.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. It is 9:32. Sorry. Let us go into executive sessions for line item 18 and 19. Item 19, discussion on the district clerk's audit, just to follow recommendations. That being said, do I have a motion to approve line item 18? Second?
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 19, discussion. Do I have a motion to approve the discussion on the district clerk's audit? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 20, motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I think there's only one, right?
What?